cloak a ship, you can't cloak a transporter.
Well, because the cloak ships don't have shields up. So you can basically transport randomly in the space in a wide array. Things basically just... And in
fact,
you basically start it, and you know, most of the time you'll just get an empty space and spit it back out. But if you ever actually
get a chunk of a person,
sometimes you get a, sometimes you get a little tiny chunk of Romulan warship. That sounds like a great idea.
That might work.
That's brilliant. I get extra courage when doing original thinking.
Lieutenant Nakamura is a Department of Science officer. This is her second tour, 5 years tour.
Only 10 years experience. Only 10 years experience? As a science officer?
6 to 10 years experience.
Okay. Alright, thank you. That's good enough.
Which one of them looks the most evil? Look at the squinty eyes. It's
gotta be the drone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stereotyping.
Is he?
He looks like the master.
Oh, yeah, he's that. Yeah, that's the master.
Good, sir.
Hot tongue, baby. Doctor Who.
Yeah, I figured that's who you might want to see.
Oh, sure. Maybe we'll go on the pitch then.
Oh, yeah, that does look like...
The problem I have with that book is that it all looks like blue lines inside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
blue lines. Makes it impossible to photocopy.
Not that dark.
So, you... I
want to get everyone together into your dress uniforms. You three, and we'll meet them.
Okay.
I assume we have dress uniforms?
Yeah.
I can use some of my transporter rations. I've already converted them into porn, apparently.
That's exactly
my bureau is made out of porn.
Okay, dress uniforms.
Never to go. Never go to David.
I just stay.
Not alone, at least.
Not unarmed.
And are they transporting over or coming in on shelves?
They're transporting over.
Let's go.
And then the other
transporter guy is
transported to the car. So they come on board. There are 5 of them.
Is it safe to transport all their sensitive equipment?
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Cragen, you know, immediately says, I need to go to my room. It's been a very tiring trip.
Yes, sir. Could, you leave that room, please? Sure.
Does Gretel go with them?
Yeah. Gretel's a, you know, beautiful assistant type.
Oh, that's all. This call where your host is like,
disposition of your equipment, sir? Oh, we'll get to that later.
Shall we leave it in the cargo bay for now?
Yes, for now.
Yeah, it's not actually strapped down. Climb around the deck.
Sarek's next.
Greetings, Inspector Sarek.
Not my heels, Jim.
No, that was for the drone.
No, you do it wrong.
I'm Ensign Clancy Evans, and I'll be your liaison when you're on board the...
You're dangerous.
The, whatever ship we're on.
I'm Dover. I'll be your person.
I'm Dover.
Wow, he sounds more evil than a German guy.
Of course you did.
What are we, the Discovery?
Yeah. I would like to be taken to my room. It is Federation Starship probably for cool. Like Vulcan.
Yes, sir. Could you get into his room, please?
Absolutely. Walk this way.
Do a little double step. And perhaps you could help him with the life support system there to increase the temperature?
Absolutely. Climate control, I assume, not life support.
The environment.
See, more or less,
we just cut the dogs in your hair and just a lot of honor.
Okay, real quick.
And then Lieutenant Nakamura and Ensign Juarez. Greetings,
Vincent.
What's that?
Ooh, pick me.
Vincent Questy Evans. I'll be your liaison while you're on board.
I missed my handwriting.
You in the science department?
Yes, sir.
Australian?
Ah, pick me.
Perhaps we could go to the cargo bay and take a look at our instruments first.
Certainly. Would you like to come with us?
No.
Oh, thank you for helping here.
Okay. I'm sure.
I was going to have you bring him to his room, but he wanted me to go down there and help him get an instrument.
Sure, I saw that.
Only totally the other ones that are serious about that.
Yep, that's
what I like could you show them to their room, please?
Oh, sure.
And well, I'm Jose Maria. Call me Dan.
Jose Maria?
All right.
All right, this is the second one?
This is the part.
Okay. Come on, I'll show you where all the good stuff on the ship is.
Cool. I'll take you down to the cargo bay, sir. Haven't had any fun here since the start of the mission.
let me tell you where all the good spots are.
You and I will get along just fine.
How's your ability to pour the encryption there?
I'll tell them like who all the good partiers are. Where all the good parties are on the ship, that sort of thing. Not like this foo-foo stuff, where everyone sits around and sits drinks and talks about how wonderful the death is. Boring!
Great thing about Romulan ale, somebody drinks themselves to death every night.
While we're walking down to the cargo bay, I'd like to get my comm to security and ask for at least one security guard to be placed to guard the other two instruments before until the scientists pick them up.
Okay.
Very cold,
yeah, so you go to the cargo bay, basically, and then there's some technicians there that are transporting the other things. So she watches and checks her equipment.
She was which one? There's a transporter one?
Nakamura or something like that.
Yeah, Nakamura. The Vulcan... I believe...
The Germans are doing the transporter.
Vulcans say... Vulcans say that... think that Romulans use modified shields to cloak. And...
Tech cloak?
To cloak.
Yeah, to cloak. Modified shields to cloak.
That's how they suspect the new...
That's how they suspect the Romulans do the cloak.
No.
And
so the Vulcans are trying to counter that.
Yeah, so the Vulcans are trying to counter that with like Tachyon beams.
Oh, hot Tachyon.
And what's the Starfleet team doing?
Starfleet team...
Trade gas.
Take bank parts.
Is...
They've got a dump your garbage.
Throw sand on them. And then you can see them.
Close ships have a toxic optical conversion.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be able to see them on the big screen.
Yeah, they believe that the close ships...
They check their gravitational lens.
Something like that. The close ships actually fade a little bit out of our... That's
how the Federation does it.
Reality.
And... basically, they just send out protons and... Is there anything I can do to help, sir? So everything seems to be in order? Well, I think it seems to be just fine. This is a fine ship you have here.
Okay, I'll pass that on to the captain.
How long should it take to get to the neutral zone?
Well, 10, we can be there now.
Let's go!
It'll be about 2 days, sir.
Excellent. So, there's plenty of time to set up our equipment.
If you need any more resources, let me know and I'll ask to be allocated.
Of course. Very helpful. Perhaps you show me some of your
Yes, sir.
Okay,
so. Your room.
Alright, so Donald, you take Professor Gustav and Greta. Professor.
Not pronouncing it right. In the proper
yes.
German, it's pronounced Greta.
Gretel.
I'm sorry, Gretel. You can still pull it off, though. Gretel.
You know, I'll point out various things on the way there, and you know, so they can sort of
tell Gustavo is saying that just talks about how brilliant it is. You know,
it is.
No one has ever thought about using transport technology to stick on the ship. You know, it's so basic.
Guy's a genius.
Can't believe
basic or ignorant. Because I mean, it's a long time for you.
The Vulcan sign, of course, won't work, and you know, starkly, all the sciences are good. You know, obviously, not as good as really. Fred all hangs up, hangs back a bit, and you know, apologizes for that kind of stuff.
Whatever.
It's a little loud sometimes, but you know, he's really scientific. So
let's ask him. He'll tell you.
Okay, I'll show them to their quarters. I'll make sure they have everything they need. I'll tell them to bug Shannon if they need anything.
Okay. You take your
staff. Yeah,
be quiet.
I walk in there, I don't really talk in much. Maybe it's the room. I'll show them the amenities, you know, at the door while I go like this. You know, wait for my
staff. You need
hand
up. Yes. No, but I understand. You're here alone, you don't have assistance. Very technical.
Are you sure you're qualified to assist him?
I meant to assist you in matters like you need a cup of coffee, you need to go down and you know, get somebody, whatever. You know. Technically. I assume the other assistants don't just you know, contemplate thermodynamic and quantum flux.
No.
You think, I couldn't possibly help you with the technical aspect.
Of course.
Your name can.
But you would have more free cycles if you were taking those things out of the way.
I see. Well, perhaps.
Alright.
Is that stepping back?
To the NASA room. So, for a fundraiser.
Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
It shocked me.
I want to control that. Control you. I don't want to guess at what temperature you want for that.
Hey, what do you think, girl? She's hot today, though.
Oh, yeah. There aren't very many on this ship.
A little standoffish, but...
I've noticed that about all the hot days on the ship. They all tend to be a little standoffish.
Yeah.
But, you know, they really want.
Oh, yeah. You just have to show them right.
They're going for the superior fabric of this uniform. Boy, you can tell. Okay, that was great.
Ew. you done it?
Hey,
What?
You done it?
I know a couple weeks back.
Dunner? Oh. Okay.
Station,
no, not yet. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Well, then you'll see.
I won't mess with your territory.
Oh, much appreciated.
Okay. I got a couple here.
Blankets
or
just
let me know if you got any. And we can split the territory.
Of course.
Kind of risque for black episodes.
And if you get desperate, I know a couple loose ID ones.
I never have to do that again.
Okay.
Hey, that Clancy guy, he seems a little stuck up.
He's a bit of a freak.
When did I become stuck up? I don't know.
I've got a problem with you.
Apparently, I didn't qualify as a hot
He's a bit of a, you know, rules follower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Our was gone before they showed up.
They're very, very, they're very, very tight.
Yeah.
Too much stress, I think, in the party now.
They probably.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Probably needs to.
That would probably help him a lot, actually. But, you know, he doesn't like to drink on duty and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure he can fix that.
Yeah, well, you can try.
You should be able to drink alcohol on duty.
I don't care. I tried to get us in a nice little adventure in the Romulan zone once, in the neutral zone once, and, you know, it wouldn't help.
Really?
No. Completely against the idea.
My God, you have a starship. What else are you going to use it for?
Exactly!
Who are you talking about? This is Paris.
All right.
Yeah, it's hard here. But, you know, all the regular crew like me. It's just these officer types and the officer wannabes.
Yeah,
they're all
just, you know, the higher up you go, the more you get.
The Peter Principle in action, definitely. You gotta stick with the regular crewmen. They know how to party.
Although I noticed that lieutenant was following Clancy's orders. What the hell was that?
Oh.
He retarded?
No, the guy who's in charge of the ship right now is. He basically, depending on, you know, who he thinks will handle the situation better, like, the retarded lieutenant guy is much more sort of the conservative, you know, let's make sure no trouble happens in, like, running the starship kind of leader. And the little guy who was ordering us around is a little less likely to offend by making a mistake kind of guy.
Wow.
They never end up meeting. Because things would get done in an efficient manner.
Don't you know it? Jeez. Too much red tape. That's probably partly.
Exactly.
Get the job done.
Exactly. How's your boss deal with it?
She doesn't deal with it very well.
She any good at cutting through red tape?
No, she's very by the book.
Oh,
so
man.
I have to go in.
That's tough.
You know, do things without her
knowing,
you know.
Yeah, I know all about that. Never have to rush a job.
It's for her good. It is for her good.
Exactly.
You know, but I know what it's better, so that's why I don't tell her about something.
True. Yeah. Okay, well, if you need any help or assistance and something's going wrong, and you need a little... I'm an engineer, too, so...
Ah, that's great.
And I got some, you know, other friends and resources, so...
Check out those cool weapon system I just...
Yeah, yeah. You got a plan?
Oh, God, that could save it. Go ahead.
I did this last night.
Wow.
And I'll show them where the shortcuts are.
Yeah. Well, so they'll never affect the
Exactly.
Oh, God.
And certainly not in any real meaningful
Of course not.
Yeah, but of course, just close to the gyro.
So basically, you know, the way it power cycles, occasionally, if you try and fire just when the shortcut taken here for the power cycle just match up just exactly, it might not fire with the same amount of power kind of thing. And what are the odds?
Yeah.
And even then, it'll still shoot.
Yeah, basically, you just have to know how to use the weapon.
Exactly.
Proper training.
Exactly.
Do not fire every third second.
And all you have to really do is put on top of it a little safety control interface and use to monitor that. And then no problem should happen.
Yep. Good design.
Did I tell you I did it in a night?
That's great.
No, our yacht, Captain's yacht, actually smaller than the shuttle.
You want to make your captain's yacht smaller?
Small maneuverable with a weapon.
Would you be a TIE fighter?
Yeah, just two seater. It's like more like a jet fighter.
Captain's sport car?
Corvette.
Corvette show.
But it has
not a yacht. That's not what you described in the email.
Remember?
Fast.
With a whip.
And a transporter.
And a transporter, yeah. So it's basically seat in like transport.
Oh, I see.
So I mean,
you put it on a server. On the transporter bed.
Who's in the transport?
Okay, it's an emergency escape thing.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, you could shove a couple people without feet in the transport area, of course.
Where's the bed?
It's like 2 feet.
Where's the bed go? It's a damn yacht.
It's got to have a water bed, right?
We're designing something bigger than that. Here, here's on
the that was my idea. You guys have abandoned.
I pictured yacht. I pictured, you know, 40 foot. Yeah.
What did I just improve? I think that's the first time I improved anything.
Something big.
What part? Yep. That should at least be, you know, something to do with what I was planning.
I think it's bigger.
What could be bigger? It can be hard to get
Your description is something I would never call a yacht.
No, the propulsion.
Captain's PT boat or something.
Yeah.
Captain's fighter.
Well, the captain's yacht on a ship like World War II or whatever is usually like a two-person sailboat.
Oh.
There's a sailboat, right?
For fun.
But they still, you know, have like a bed in there.
But the point being that it's bigger than the normal boats that they have on the ship, because the others would just be like rowboats.
No, it was a yacht because it was a pleasure thing. Mm-hmm. They did it. They goofed around.
It was a pleasure. When I'm sitting here and you're sitting there, there's people jammed into the transport. I mean, unless you're into that type of thing.
Well, a sports car, kind of, you know. Yeah. Well, like sports, you use it for fun.
I don't know. My sports car doesn't have the transporter.
So you got the science settled in for now, so you got a while again to do your own. So plus what everybody else has done.
Well, I think we should all get together and compare notes on these guys.
Everybody's done so far?
To me.
Everybody else came up with a present, right?
Volunteer for the party.
So do you want to do anything special for the party? You know, some kind of special
decorations,
perhaps
inside.
Perhaps make it a theme.
Who's organizing?
You know, kind of dinosaur theme. Party.
Who's organizing?
She's Greek. Join the party.
Who's organizing? Oh. Some ensign.
Some random ensign.
Yeah, some random ensign.
And you know, if you've got a while on the plate, I'll take over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
good.
Oh.
Good party, Dave.
So I talked to Wu and I find out for Wu what's her favorite thing. So get them all in there.
So
big fun fucking circle. That's what the Greeks love. But I don't know. Wu's not here to tell me, but
I just squeal.
Can do a whole I was thinking the witch that turned everyone, the crew, into the pig.
Cersei.
I can never pronounce it. It's like Cersei. The whole Cersei theme. Have lots of pigs running around. Everyone is so good.
You can pick a really nasty Mai Tai against it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
You are a bartender. You a bartender?
No. No.
Okay. You just want to.
Great scope out for drunk chicks.
This is the thing. Okay.
Drunk hot chicks.
This is the thing.
So Kevin,
if we have a party,
like how
a normal bartender does it, so we have a distance, so
she into it or whatever, if we got her some
sort of green. I'm saying we have a much better bartender.
Yes,
we have something other than synthol.
Or well,
you could be the supplier.
Most people tend to.
No. I don't have anything to do with the captain's party.
She has some.
Trying to get me in trouble.
I'll see if I can get,
Trying to focus your troublemaking.
Like a piece of the parts of the.
Who indicates that she's proud of her Greek heritage and she would appreciate a Greek heritage focused party?
Little columns and statues in
there. All right. No, that's fine.
Sure. Hey, I'm telling you.
So is everyone on the ship invited to the party?
That is not sure.
Yeah, pretty much anybody not on the ship. So
I make sure that the scientist gets some official invitations.
Okay.
So yeah,
like an old piece of pottery or a coin or something.
Okay.
So Greek theme seems fine. Greek theme's fine. Put all the servers in Togas.
Toga party. Okay. I'm not too sure exactly what you're talking about. So.
What a toga is? What a Greek theme is.
Lots of pillars.
Right, pillars, you know, like half pillars along the wall, that sort of thing. Replicate.
Oh, I see.
You know, the bar is actually the Parthenon, but the top of the Parthenon is the serving area.
Whatever. Greek drinks.
Udo for everyone.
Udo, I fear that would be a good
thing. Okay. Everything replicated?
Everything
replicated. I'm trying to get anything off of it.
I said I have unlimited supply of weapons. But I will try to get my hands on some real alcohol.
Okay. Make a... Do you have two more?
Wow, that's a skill.
It's a skill in every system.
Yeah, but I think that every point you have in it prevents you from... No, I don't
know. That's what?
Your promotion.
You're the streetwise skill.
I'm with you. It just doesn't seem very...
You could also just... Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you can also use administration.
I'm all for administration.
It's just, you know, it'll be just cool stuff.
But
okay.
No, I'm doing both. I want as much of the real stuff as possible. So I'll look for
regular stuff. Well, you can requisition real
looking.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll do that
but
first.
You can also, you know,
cut corners.
Use the underground to get the really good
looking. All right. Well, what most I would want is whatever I can get my hands on my requisition. And then make some real campaigns.
Make an administration room.
Alright. So it looks like a big five.
Administration department.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. That's six.
Okay, six. Yeah, you get some more of it, but probably not.
Okay. And that whole streetwise thing.
Some people
don't. They try to get the cool champagne.
Okay.
Streetwise
is important.
Yeah. Stick on it. Yep, of course it did. 11.
Ooh, you got some nice
dusty bottles of champagne.
Yep.
All right. Good to go. Okay, sure. You should get some of this. That's good. All right. That's a big plan. You know, use the issue line. Maybe I can take from her selection of CDs. I know somebody can get them for me.
Yeah, I know what. Find out what, you know.
Take her off of the panties.
I know, like, you know, what song she plays the most in her room.
Yeah, exactly.
Play all those during the party.
No, sleep in the empathy room.
Oh.
I'm trying to
think
of
her line.
Yeah.
Give
you a big
five. Always.
It's always the Germans.
Receptive.
Turns out Gretel was 8.
When you were walking, initially when Dr. Crane caught up, he was very upset.
Okay.
Just like kind of bruised.
Okay.
But after, you know, walking most of the way to the court, when you leave,
he calmed down.
He calmed down. Okay. He seemed to be mad when he was upset.
Like the cut of your
chin.
Okay.
So,
you okay,
Jeff? I know,
but
all of a sudden.
Man.
I'll try to
ask, like, counselor-y questions to, you know, see if he.
Yeah. What's your relationship with your
mother? You know,
that's
like what his problem was, if there's anything I can help with.
No, but yeah, so you can.
I don't think so.
Sometimes I'm allergic to the soft, right?
The
cradle.
Yes, so the kettle in the peeping
room. Yes, of course. Counselor, so what do you think? Like,
yeah,
type of counselor.
I have persuasion counseling, and I have medical science psychology.
Medical science psychology. Look roll that.
Eight.
No, he says it's just It's just a natural competition between sciences.
Okay.
Sure, nothing will come of it.
That's an episode two.
Nothing deadly? Yeah. Well, one of them died.
Yeah. One of them died real soon.
But there's a metaphasic shield in the next generation, and then there was one similar to this.
The guy who went into the solar and didn't really die.
Yeah. Oh, the clone. Well, no, he killed clones still. Clone was still caused murder.
Okay, and Eric wanted to break into...
Hack some files.
And I'm going to see if I can find a cult, you know, weak point that, you know, has been going on.
Do computer research. Eric, do a... computer data alteration or hacking.
Is that a skill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hacking is a skill.
Yeah. So, data alteration slash ID.
Okay. Logic or perception?
5 is very pointful.
Logic.
I got a 5.
5, you guys, in some sort of way.
Is logic that plus 1 die or plus 1?
Plus 4 die.
Oh, what are the breakpoints?
Those are cool. I'm going to say, size of the credit card and stuff. Got a good night for a skiing.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave out points to the one of the things they come to meetings.
Yeah.
I missed it. Her grandfather's temple was destroyed by clear freezer.
Well, that is very nice.
So she might have some feelings about like that.
Or something as opposed to just rash. Okay. I try and just stick to the rash.
Okay.
What do you mean about it?
What if I change certain things?
Before handing it to her? Or
yes, before handing the database. No, before handing it to her.
Just changing the database. I
mean, then you really move it. Yeah, I think that's a little harder. I think that's a little harder than just downloading the information.
Yeah, well, you'd be a lot more, you know, popular than Woo.
not
Woo's not so far as Chris is.
Yeah, depending on what I put, you know, depending on what I put in there, dude.
I don't.
Why would you leave the captain? Because she's just going to remove fucks rule all day long. We need a real captain on the bridge, so I don't have to follow orders from like you and Dickery and Shannon.
Oh, man. That hurt.
Yeah, I actually think the captain's probably a competent captain. Not that I know!
So I'd like to introduce our scientists to the rest of the scientific community on the ship, too.
Okay.
Just introduce
all the guys with 2 days.
I know.
You're probably guys with 2 days.
Some rules people don't know the names.
People that I think are interested.
My name is...
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good. Is that a zero?
Is it two? You may have a negative skill. It's possible.
Alright, so let's try to do these things.
Oh. That's where all the dead space in this goes to. It's that nice lady. Yeah, that is pretty nice. Yeah.
Actually, you know, the bottle opener is pretty deadly, too. It's not really a bottle opener. It's a can opener with like a razor edge.
Alright, so Clancy, you...
I almost cut myself with your knife when I pulled it out. I just didn't quite press the trigger hard enough. I actually did cut myself. It's not very good.
What are you doing in front of me?
I write articles. I reproduce articles on first contact.
You say in
first contact method. First contact.
Sometimes I go to scientific meetings.
That you weren't supposed to be at.
Do you mean like, do I go to parties? Do I hang out with
Chris? Do you do anything like that?
No, not at all. Perhaps I'm not what?
I'm sure when he's on leave, he really let loose.
I'm
just thinking, what's in town, Russia? Sort of, yeah, it's like, Jesus, but okay,
right now I'm going to party because I'm introducing these guys to other scientists.
I go to parties. I go to the kind of parties you go to.
Exactly. We do different types of parties.
So when you go get, like,
you do the sip of fancy drinks at the captain parties. I can't
afford
it.
My
father is she's actually outside the corridor.
No, maybe an orgy
without the Kraken.
Orgies. I'm talking about, you know, smuggled liquor, card games, cigars.
Smuggled liquor for me.
No. Not for a party like this. What a waste.
Okay.
It's
a party, man.
No, it's not. It's going to be a bunch of dressed-up people, you know, who...
No, only the servers are dressed up. Everybody else is just going to be, you know, whatever.
No, we're going to dress nice.
Breaking into the party.
I'm going to be in a togo.
Sirs?
Well, what do you want?
Animosity between you two will serve nothing on this. I would be happy to investigate it at once.
Between who and who?
Of course.
The German
she's the one who broke into my...
I'm sure we'll have video cameras of the whole incident that will, if anyone has gotten into your various equipment, sir.
We shall see how fast you are.
Would you still like to come with me while we go to the security?
Yes.
Very well. Okay, I want to go down to the security.
Son of a...
Well, we're all going for a common goal here, sir.
Sure.
We want to help
with
the threat of the Romulans and their plasma technology.
Of course, of course.
If any of us succeed, we all succeed.
Of course, of course.
I want to go down to security and call up some security tapes.
She knows my plan. Those guys are brilliant.
I'm sure all of your
plans. I heard it will not work. I can't believe Starfleet is... We trust perfectly to defend our, you know, star system.
Exactly, huh?